Anyway, what about breastfeeding? I bet you were waiting for me to talk about that. This is a poem about breastfeeding in a way. It's a poem, or I thought it was, and my wife told me it was actually about sex, which, you know, I'm an obtuse fellow, so I'm glad I'm married to her. The poem's called A Story About America. If it is late Sunday in the brain and sunlight falling on the wall of the food court, and you tell me your daughter at 18 months still breastfeeds, and if I, with my slightly younger daughter sitting at the next table, nod but say nothing, nothing, while you speak of the vicissitudes of cracked nipples and late night feedings, then I am someone who is, you can tell yourself, an odd man, dumb. And probably weird, weird, weird enough to see in the baffling dear creature you are, a classical subject for a civilized poet in an innocent land such as ours would be. In that poem, you would still be a woman, but made out now as a beautiful, thinly tall broomstick, pale, but not at all bony, with encircling copper necklace and threaded red sash. I have a devil. I own a devil. My devil. And he'd defend whoever sang. So all right. I am strange. A usually shameful matter for an American. And would make myself even more so to you by revealing a secret from my life. It's something. I watched my wife feed our girl the milk as both seemed to sleep those minutes until the baby stopped, started crying, and I took her downstairs and walked back and forth on the planked oak floor. It was 3:31 a.m. And I put the music on low, only to initiate my daughter into the religion of Bob Dylan. Well, I ride on a mail train, baby. Can't buy a thrill. Ain't it just like the night to play tricks when you're trying to be so quiet? I want you to know these things and how we did stomp that tune. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead, ask. Don't hold your breath if you want to breathe, my beautiful broom.